Interesting that the Gemara learns out that every Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed from Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. From the Chodesh that the Gemara says Mishanichnas Av Mema'atin B'Simcha, yet this is the Rosh Chodesh that's Malame, that every Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, based on the Pasuk in Eicha Kora Alai Moed, as the Gemara says in three places, in Tainis, in Shavuos, and in Pesachim. Tamuz dahahi shata malya malyua. That year, the year of Shiluach HaMeraglim, they were ma'aber chodesh tamuz, which means Av had 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and as because of that, the Meraglim returned on Erev Tisha B'Av, and Leil Tisha B'Av was the night that they cried. From there, the Gemara learns out from this pasuk Kora Alai Moyed that another Moyed was added, another day of Rosh Chodesh was added. And that's why the return of the Meraglim was on Leil Tisha B'Av, otherwise it would have been a day later. From here, the Gemara learns that every Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. Obviously, Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av is destined for great Simcha and for Yom Tov. The fact that it is the Rosh Chodesh that teaches us that every Rosh Chodesh is a Moed. We also know that Tisha B'Av is called a Moed. That's why we do not say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av. Even though it is a fast day, there is no slichas, no tachanun on Tisha B'Av. Every other fast day, we recite slichas, tachanun, and every fast day will also be turned into a Yom Tov, but no other fast day is called a Moyed. Tisha B'Av, Kora Alai Moyed, what's the reason why Tisha B'Av is a Moyed? The Yadua Dika answer is, as based on the Gemara, Mizmar La'asaf, Kinar La'asaf Miboyilei. So the Gemara says the reason why David calls it a mizmar, Elohim Bogaim Banachalasecha, Timu Eshechal Kodshecha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu let out his anger, Kilacha Mosei Al Ha'etzim V'Al Ha'avonim. And that itself was cause to rejoice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not annihilate Klal Yisrael. Instead, the anger, the wrath, was let out on the Eitzim V'Avonim, on the Beis HaMikdash. But there are deeper understandings to the reason why Tisha B'Av is called a Mayed. The Shabbos before Tisha B'Av is always Devarim. That's always. Devarim, which we know this parasha as Devarim, but Minhag Yisrael is to call this Shabbos, Shabbos Chazoin, based on the Haftarah, which begins with the words, Chazoin Yishayahu ben Amoitz. Chazon Yeshayahu, the vision of Yeshayahu, a very difficult, very sad vision, a vision of Musar that we read on Shabbos Chazon in most communities in the tone of Eicha, where Yeshayahu Hanavi scolds Klal Yisrael, Shimu Shamayim v'ha'azini oretz, Bonim Godalti v'raimamti v'heim poshuvi, and based on that, this Shabbos is known as Chazon. However, Rav Levi Yitzchak Bar Ditcheva said a totally different biur in why it is called Chazoin. Chazoin means vision. Tells us the Holy Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Bar Ditcheva that on Shabbos Chazoin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows every year the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Chazoin is vision. It is the Shabbos of vision. We are given a vision of the future Beis HaMikdash. I don't know how many have actually seen it, but the fact that Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Bar Ditcheva says that this is the Shabbos that has in it the potential to see the third Beis HaMikdash makes this a very joyous Shabbos. Although, Al Pi Halacha, there are even opinions that we have to wear Big Day Chol this Shabbos, it is known that by Chassidim and by Mekubalim, Shabbos Chazon was considered the most joyous Shabbos of the year. Because they already saw the Pnimius of Tisha B'Av. This is the Shabbos before Yom Tov. This is the Shabbos before Leidas Mashiach. Tisha B'Av is Leidas Mashiach, and especially we who are closer to Leidas Mashiach than any other generation, much closer to Leidas Mashiach than we are to Churban Beis HaMikdash. Churban Beis HaMikdash was 1,937 years ago. Leidas Mashiach is a lot sooner. Tisha B'Av, the lowest day of the year, the saddest day of the year, the day in which it's also Lilmoy Torah, because Torah is Pikudei Hashem Yishorah Misamech Elev. Tisha B'Av is destined for tremendous gedula, for tremendous Yeshua, being that it is Leidas Mashiach. So what is it? What is this concept of Tisha B'Av being Moyed, being Leidas Mashiach, al pi pnimius, But bechetzayni is an alpi halacha. It is a day of avelus, a day that we're so sad we don't even wear tefillin in the morning. What is it that Shabbos is called chazayin? Because the haftarah is chazayin Yishayahu ben Amoz, who prophesizes sadness, a very gloomy prophecy, especially for Yishayahu, who's the navi of Yeshua. That's why this is chosen to be the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, unlike the three before, which were from Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah, we would expect that from Yirmiyah, is the Lashon, from Lashon Merirus.
So Yishayah. So where did
he
get that Tisha B'Av is the birth of Mashiach?
Did I just say that? Eicha Rabba. It says so in Eicha Rabba in Medrash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a cow, and when his, I don't mean he had a cow, that expression had a cow. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai actually had a cow in his backyard, literally, we're talking now, we're not talking the Pnimius. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a pura in his backyard, which gave out a loud moo. Tisha B'Av, that Tisha B'Av, that year that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and he told his family, the cow is informing us that the Beis HaMikdash was just destroyed. Then it says, Go'a parasai pa'am shnia, his cow mooed again. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai turned around and he said, that was to inform us that Mashiach was just born. That's the makar, it's the source of Tisha B'Av being laid as Mashiach. This is a medrash, this is not just something mentioned in some sefer. This is a medrash in Eicha Rabba, it's a Yerushalmi as well. So on the one hand, we are in the nine saddest days of the year, and we have to get ready for another Tisha B'Av just in case the Geula is not here by next week. But on the other hand, we're preparing for a great Yom Tov. This is the Shabbos that has the potential to be the Shabbos before the Geula, the Shabbos before the Giloy, the Shabbos before the Revelation. And what's interesting is Shabbos is a day of Pnimius. On Shabbos there's no Avelus. On Shabbos you're not allowed to have Avelus. And on Shabbos we see the truth. We see what's really there. There's no midas hadin on Shabbos. There's no alikim. There's no concealment. Shabbos is a day of revelation. So whatever's concealed on Shabbos is revealed. And on Shabbos we get to see what's really happening. On Shabbos we see what Tisha B'Av is going to be. In order to understand this, and the limited time that we have, this is also the beginning of what we call Mishnah Torah. Devarim is Mishnah Torah. Devarim is a sefer by itself. Eila had Devarim. It does not start with a vav, unlike the previous three chumashim that are continuations of the chumash before. This is a new chumash. The Gemara in Megillah says, Moshe mipi atzmai amaroi. Kaisri says, Beruach HaKodesh. Sefer Devarim, Mishnah Torah, is Moshe Rabbeinu preparing Klal Yisrael for their entrance into Eretz Yisrael. The last 36 days of his life, equal to the word Eila. Eila had the varim. Eila is equal to 36. Beginning Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Moshe Rabbeinu begins revealing Sefer Devarim. Hoyol Moshe Be'eres HaTorah HaZois. Moshe begins a new revelation in Torah. He begins teaching the Torah in 70 languages, as Rashi tells us. And it's interesting, we are in the midst of the time that we were exiled from Eretz Yisrael to Midbar Ha'amim, to the Golos, which is referred to by the Navi Yecheskel as the desert, the wilderness of the nations. Yet, what we're learning in Chumash is just the opposite. We just completed Sefer Bamidbar. We're finished with Bamidbar. The desert is over. And now comes Devarim, which is the Sefer where Moshe Rabbeinu prepares us for our exiting the Midbar, the desolate wilderness, getting ready to go into Eretz Yisrael, preparing for Geula. Sefer Devarim is the Sefer that prepares us for Geula. And it's a new revelation. Hoyel Moshe. Moshe begins to prepare us now for a new revelation in Torah. Yet this is the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to learn. On Tisha B'Av, the least amount of Torah is studied because you could only learn that which pertains to Tisha B'Av, Eicha, Yirmiyah, that Dvarim Haroyim Shabbi Yirmiyah, Gittin, Perakhan, Izaka, only that which is related to Churban and to sadness. And we're beginning a new Sefer of Chumash now, a new revelation in Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is preparing us for our entrance into Eretz Yisrael at the very time that we're commemorating the Golus, leaving Eretz Yisrael, going into Midbar Ha'amim. But the Torah is the Pnimius, the Torah is the blueprint of the time. And that which we're learning now, this is the guidelines, the directives, as mentioned many times, that which we learn at a given time, that has to do with that time. Being that this is the Shabbos prior to Tisha B'Av, then in this parsha, we have the Pnimius of Tisha B'Av, that which Tisha B'Av is destined to be. Sefer Devarim was said, El Kol Yisrael, unlike most parashiyos that were only said like in the previous Vayedaber Moshe al Roshei Hamatos of Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi tells us that most mitzvahs were said that way. They were said to the Nesiim and then later to Bnei Yisrael. It wasn't said to the entire Klal Yisrael. Certainly the women weren't always present. Here, Eila HaDvarim Asher Dibei Moshe El Kol Yisrael. Every Yid is here. Sefer Devarim ends Le'enei Kol Yisrael. It begins with Kol Yisrael and it ends with Kol Yisrael. And we're reading now the Mishnayos during these weeks, Pirkei Avos, which begins with the Mishnah that we have added to Pirkei Avos. It's actually a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek Lo'ilam Haba. What is this about Kol Yisrael? This is the fifth Sefer of Chumash. We begin now the fifth Sefer. Devarim is Sefer HaChamishi. We also begin now the fifth month of the year. Not a coincidence that we always begin learning the fifth Sefer of Chumash as we start the fifth month, the Chodesh HaChamishi, which we read about in last week's parasha, the day that they came to Hor HaHor, the day that Aaron HaKohen was Nifter, which was the 33rd station, the 33rd stop of the 42 stations in the desert, is when they came to Hor HaHor. Vayal Aaron el Hor HaHor b'shnas ha'arboim b'chodesh ha'chamishi b'echod l'chodesh. Aaron HaKohen passes away on Hor HaHor on the first day of the fifth month, Chodesh HaChamishi, which Menachem Av is the fifth month. The number five is a number that is associated with Geula, and it is a number that is associated with the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Nun Ches, on the pasuk that we say every day in Davening, in Vayivarech David, in Divrei Hayamim, V'cho Hashem HaGedula V'HaGevura V'HaTeferes V'HaNetzach V'HaHoid. The Gemara tells us what Gedula is, what Gevura is, what Teferes is, what Netzach, and what Hoid are. Hoid, Zuhi Beis HaMikdash. Hoid is splendor, majesty. That is the fifth of the Sfirois. We know there are seven Sfirois, as the Svarim tell us, based on this pasuk here in Vayivarech David. Midrashim speak about it. It's not only in Kabbalah Svarim, the Midrashim speak to us about the seven Sfirois from Chesed till Malchus. The fifth is Hoid. The Hahoid Zuhi Beis HaMikdash. We also know that there are the seven Ushpizen, the seven guests that come to our Sukkah on Sukkahs. The fifth is Aaron HaKohen. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. Aaron is Hoid. Hoid is the Beis HaMikdash. Of the fifth month corresponds to the fifth Midah, which is Hoid. And then of, we lost Aaron HaKohen, and we lost the Beis HaMikdash in the fifth month. The fact that we lost Aaron HaKohen in the fifth month, the fact that we lost the Beis HaMikdash in the fifth month, tells us that the fifth month is the month that is associated with the Beis HaMikdash. And in this month, it'll be restored. Just as the fourth month, Tammuz, is associated with Netzach, which Netzach, the Gemara says, is Yerushalayim, and the wall around Yerushalayim was breached in Tammuz. Tammuz, the fourth month, the month of Netzach. Tammuz is associated with Yerushalayim. As we mentioned, Tammuz, the month of Reuven. Av is the month of Shimon. Shimon was the one who traveled fifth in the desert, so tells us the Arizal, the months correspond to the Shvatim and the way they traveled in the desert. Shimon, from all the Shvatim, suffers the most. Shimon is the only Shevet who does not receive a bracha, not from Yaakov Avinu, and not from Moshe Rabbeinu. The bracha that he does receive from Moshe Rabbeinu is sort of a hint, but it's not an outright bracha. The bracha he receives from Moshe Rabbeinu is Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. In the bracha of Yehuda, there's a hint to Shimon, as Rashi brings in Parshas Vezois HaBracha from Agodas Tehillim. Why is Shimon hinted in Yehuda? And it's interesting that in Sefer Shoftim we learn that when Yehuda went to battle Amalek and he asked the Urim V'tumim who should go with him, Mi Yale Lanu Batchila, the answer was Shimon. It's also interesting that in Sefer Yehoshua, where it talks about the Nachlois of all the Shvatim, there it says, Michevel b'nei Yehuda Nachlas b'nei Shimon. Shimon's Nachla, Rashi quotes this also in Zayis HaBracha, Shimon's Nachla is within the boundary of Yehuda. So Shimon is connected to Yehuda clearly. In his Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, in the Bracha that he receives by Moshe Rabbeinu, which is hinted in the Bracha of Yehuda, and he fights together with Yehuda. Yet, the month that corresponds to Shimon and the month that corresponds to Yehuda are totally opposite months, it seems. Shimon is Av, and Yehuda is Nisan. Nisan is the month of Geula. Nisan is the king of all the months. Rishon Ulachem L'chotche Hashana. Nisan is the month of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Nisan is the month of Pesach. B'Nisan Asidin Ligoel. B'Nisan Nigalu. B'Nisan Asidin Ligoel. Nisan is the month of Malchus, Yehuda is the Melech, and Shemayin is Av. Av is the month in which we lost the Malchus, as the Pasuk says in Eicha, Chileil Mamlocha Visareha. Yet, we seem to notice a connection between Shimon and Yehuda throughout Tanakh, and the message is that we have to connect Av to Nisan. Av will rise to the level of Nisan. Just Shimon will rise to the level of Yehuda. The mazel of Av is Leo, Aryeh, the lion. Aryeh is associated with Yehuda. Yehuda is compared to a lion, not Shimon. Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Yet, the mazel of Av is the mazel of the Aryeh. The Aryeh is on the right side of the Merkava. The right side is the side that is associated with Chesed. One of Shimon's children's name was Yamin. Uvenei Shimon Yemuel v'Yamin v'Oyehad v'Yachin v'Tzoychar. What is it about Av? Is Av a sad month, which it is? So then how could it be the month of Mazel Aryeh? Aryeh is on the Yamin, and Yamin is Chesed. In the din of Av, there is Chesed. The month is called Av, Avinu, Av Harachaman. This is really a month of Rachaman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished us in Av, and that's where he displayed his love for us. A father's love is displayed more in the punishing than in the rewarding. When a father has to punish a child, it is out of the tremendous love, as difficult as it is for the father to punish the child, but he does it to teach the child right from wrong, so that he doesn't make another mistake. A father who rewards his child for running across the street instead of punishing and doesn't love his child. The love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael manifests itself in the Einish, in the punishment. And that's why the only month that has the name Av, which Av, Avinu Av HaRachman, is Dafka Chodesh Av. And the idea is, there are 10 makos. We know that the makos, every makos occurred in a specific month. Rabbeinu Bachya tells us that the makos began in Chodesh Nisan. That means Dam was in Nisan. Makos Bechoris was also in Nisan. So we're going to have some months where there were no makos. So he tells us, and the Svarim discussed this, other Svarim, the Shalom and others, that means Tzvardeya was in Iyar, Sivan was Kinim, Orev was in Tammuz, and Av, Dever was in Av, the fifth Makkah. By the fifth Makkah we find, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Boel Paroi V'Dibarta Eloh. By every other Makkah it says V'Omarta. By Dever it says V'Dibarta. Seems to be a play on words. Dever, V'Dibarta. Then it says, Dever Kaved Ma'od, V'Layomus Mikol V'Nei Yisrael Dover. Mochar Yas Hashem Hadavar Hazeba Oritz. Vayas Hashem is Hadavar Hazemi Mocharos. You have Dover, Dever, Hadavar, Vidi Bartam, only by this Makkah, by no other Makkah. By this Makkah, the Torah uses the expression Yad Hashem. Hine Yad Hashem Hoyo B'miknecha. By no other Makkah does it say Yad Hashem. Every Makkah was Yad Hashem, but by this Makkah it says Yad. Literal understanding, the way the Svarim explained it, is that every Makkah was a finger. Etzba Elohim Hi. So this is the fifth Makkah. We have five fingers now, Kavi Yochel, so we have Yad Hashem. When the Torah describes the Makkahs, we notice a phenomenal thing. The Torah only mentions two out of the ten. Dever and Makkahs Bechairus. By Yotzi'enu Hashem Elokeinu Mitzrayim B'yod Chazaka U'Vizrei Anetuya. Yod Chazaka, as we say in the Haggadah, Zeh HaDever. Zrei Anetuya, Zuha Cherev. Why does the Torah only mention, when it repeats later on, the Makkahs, Dever and Makkahs Bechairus? Makkahs Bechairus, we're going to understand, it's the last, the final Makkah, the most difficult Makkah for the Mitzrayim, the one that releases us from bondage. After that, we go out of Mitzrayim. What are we mentioning Dever for? Why is Dever more unique than Borod or Shchin or any of the other Makkahs? And this is said a few times in the Chumash. In next week's Parsha in Voyeschanan, Yad Chazakah, Zrei Anetuyah, and then in Parshas Kisavai, and in Ekev, Yad HaChazakah, VeHazareah HaNetuyah, and there Rashi tells us Yad HaChazakah is Dever. The Torah is comparing Dever to Makkahs Bechairus, just as we see Shimon compared to Yehuda, of to Nisan. Dever happened in the month of Av. What's amazing, the Torah uses a word here by the Makkah of Dever that is not found anywhere else in Chumash. I don't think anywhere else in Tanakh. But in Chumash, for sure not. Hine Yad Hashem Hoya. Hey Vav Yud Hey. There's no such word in Chumash except here. Usually the word is either Hoya or Yehiya, or Hashem's name, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hoya, which Rashi says means in present tense. Hoya is the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Menachem Av. Hey Vav Yud Hey. Every month, as we know, has a different combination of Hashem's name. Nisan is Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Ha'aretz, which is Hashem's name straight. Av is Haskes Ushma Yisrael Hayoyim. It's a phrase in Parashas Kisavai, which incidentally is the letters Havaya. Many people, when they say Hashem's name, they don't say Hashem, they say Havaya. Instead of saying Hashem, they say Havaya. Hine Yad Hashem Hoya. Hey Vav Yud Hey. That is the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Av, and Dever occurs in the month of Av. Yad Hashem. Yad is 14. Yad Hashem, 14 times Hashem's name, is equal to HaSatan. This is the month in which the Satan has the power. This is the month in which the Satan rules until the Geula comes. That's why this is such a difficult month, especially now in these 9 days. Yad Hashem. Yad Hashem is the phrase that is used concerning Dever, concerning plague. And amazingly, in our parasha, the Torah uses the same phrase, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. When the Torah talks to us about the Meraglim all over again, in detail, in our parasha, because this is the story that led to the first Tisha B'Av, the root of all Tisha B'Avs. It was all because of the Chet HaMeraglim. The first of the 5 reasons why we fast Tisha B'Av is because that was the day Shenigzer al Avoseinu Shelo Yichdis Vila Midbar. And Rashi and the Gemara in Tainus quotes the pasuk in this week's parasha. What does the Torah use as the expression of what happened to this entire generation? The Gam Yad Hashem Hoisabam Lahumam Mikerev Hamachana Ad Tumam. Yad Hashem. It doesn't say Yad Hashem that many times in Chumash. Yad Hashem, it says here, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, same phrase that is used by Makas Dever. And what did they die of in the desert? They died of Dever. In Parshas Shlach, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Akenu Vadever V'Oirishenu. They will die out in a plague. And the reason for this is because of their lack of emunah. As the pasuk says here, another word that's a play on words in this parasha, the parasha is called Devarim. In this parasha we have the word Devarim, which means bees, because those who attacked the Mapilim, it says, they attack them like bees sting, and we all know when a bee stings, the bee dies. Kashet ha'asena ha'devarim, same word as ha'devarim, which Rashi mentions there, why they were compared to bees. And the pasuk tells us, u'badavar hazeh, again, the word davar, u'badavar hazeh, einchem ma'aminim b'Hashem alekechem, you don't believe, lack of emunah. Emunah is what brings us to geula. Lack of emunah leads to galus. The Torah tells us straight out why they were punished, why they received dever, because u'badavar hazeh, einchem ma'aminim b'Hashem alekechem. Davar, we know many times, also means dibur. The power of dibur, the power of speech, the power of tefillah. They didn't believe what tefillah can accomplish. They didn't believe that with their tefillah, they can conquer the world. U'badavar hazeh einchem ma'aminim. You don't believe in the power of dibur. The name of the parasha, besides what we call it Shabbos Chazon, it's Devarim. Devarim are words. The whole existence of Klal Yisrael is by words. Everything by us is words. Words of Torah, words of tefillah. Our weapons are words. And Tisha B'Av is like sandwiched in between two parashiyos, Devarim and Vo'eschanan, which Vo'eschanan means, and I begged and I prayed, teaching us also what is required of us during this time, what is that we daven. And it's interesting, there are only 2 of the Shvatim that their names are associated with tefillah, with words. Shimon and Yehuda. You take a look at all the Shvatim, and in Parshas Vayetzeh, the Torah tells us the reason why every Shevet was given its name, his name. Leah gave different names, and Rachel, and Bilhah, and Zilpah. Some were given by Yaakov, some were given by Hashem himself, Levi. By every one of the Shvatim, there's a different name. Ra Hashem Ba'anyi is Reuven, Apam Yilava Ishe Eli is Levi, and so on. There are only 2 names that are associated with Tefillah. Shimon and Yehuda. Shimon, why was he called Shimon? Shama Hashem ki snua anoichi. Hashem has listened because I am hated. Hashem listened to what? It means Hashem listened to my prayer. Leah prayed and begged Hashem, please, my husband should love me. Because she felt hated, or at least she didn't feel as loved as Rachel was. Rachel was the main wife. She knew that. So even though she already had a child, but you know, at that time, Yaakov didn't know that it was her. The first child they really have together is Shimon. Shama Hashem kisnua anoichi. Shama Hashem indicates, if Hashem is listening to what? He's listening to prayer. There's davening here. Then there are 2 parts to davening. As we know, davening includes begging, asking, and then there's praising. Yehuda's name, why was he called Yehuda? Hapam oide es Hashem. Now, Leah is praising Hashem after she had her 4th child. Those are the 2 of the 12 Shvatim that their names are associated with tefillah. And the 2 months, Shimon is of, Nisan is Yehuda. These 2 months are associated with tefillah. In Nisan, we praise Hashem. The whole Nisan, it's Hallel, Haggadah, Himlech Ayishei B'sicha, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah. Nisan is the month of speech. Av is also tefillah, but the tefillah of Av is different than the tefillah of Nisan. In Nisan, we're praising and thanking Hashem for the Geula. In Av, we're begging Hashem for the Geula. In Av, we're asking Hashem to take us out of Golus, which is more appropriate to Shimon. Shama Hashem ki snua anayk. We feel hated. Klal Yisrael feels hated. Another year in Golus, Rachmanel Islam. Chas v'shalom, another Tisha B'Av, maybe. Shama Hashem ki snua anayk. The tefillah, the bakasha, is one of Voeschana. We're begging that Hashem take us back. We're begging that we should go into Eretz Yisrael. That's Shimon. Yehuda is thanking Hashem. That's Nisan. That's Geula. We have to connect Av to Nisan. Shimon to Yehuda. Tisha B'Av to Pesach. Tisha B'Av always falls out the same day as the first day of Pesach. Ad Bash. That's the Simon. The first day of Pesach was Tuesday, so we know Tisha B'Av is going to be a Tuesday. What's the connection? You're taking two opposite days. Nisan, Pesach, Geula, and we're talking about Tisha B'Av, Golus, and we're saying that they both fall out the same day of the week. The minhag is to eat the hard-boiled eggs after the Seder to remind us of the Avelus, of the fact that we're still in Golus, because when the first night of Pesach passes, and Rachmana Litzlan, we're still in Golus, we're reminded that there's another Tisha B'Av, but at the same time, on Tisha B'Av, we're already preparing for Geula. Tisha B'Av, we're thinking about Mashiach. Tisha B'Av, we realize that it is the day of Leidas Mashiach. Tisha B'Av is the day that the Kodesh HaKadoshim was burnt. The Beis HaMikdash was burnt, the Kodesh HaKadoshim was burnt. In Eicha it says, Shiches Moyadoi. The Moyad was destroyed. How do you destroy a Moyad? Rashi translates Moyad there as the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Moyad because it says, V'noi Adati Lecha Sham. So the root for the word Moyad is the same as V'noi Adati, and I set a time for you there. That's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Moyad. The fact that the Kodesh HaKadoshim was burnt on Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av is Leidas Mashiach, Tisha B'Av is a day that is associated with the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There are five levels to the Neshama, as it says in the Medrash, Chamisha Shemais Nikru Ula, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, as discussed at length in all the Sifrei Chassidus and the Sifrei Kabbalah. Nefesh every Yid has. We have all five levels, but Nefesh is inside of us. The other levels, one has to be on a high madrega to feel those parts of the Neshama. Otherwise, they're hovering over us. They're not really in us. Ruach, it says, Eliyahu HaNavi received, David HaMelech, rather, Neshama was Eliyahu HaNavi, Chaya was Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yechid is Mashiach. Mashiach will reveal in each and every one of us that fifth level, which, by the way, by every Yid, it is equal. Kol Yisrael, that's the Kol Yisrael. The part of the Neshama that by every Jew, as other Svarim call it, the Nitzot HaYahadus, the spark of Judaism, the Nekudas HaYahadus, or the Yechidah, that's equal by every Yid, and that's the part of the Neshama that cannot be affected, even if a person was a sinner his entire life. That part remains pure. That's the part that is revealed in the morning when we say Maida Ani. When a Jew wakes up in the morning and he says Maida Ani, he doesn't wash Negelvas, and he says Maida Ani Lefanecha Melech HaYekayim, and he ends off Rabba Emunasecha, shouldn't you wash Negelvas before you say it? So of course the literal understanding is that's why Hashem's name is not there, so you don't have to wash your hands. The deeper understanding of it is that's in the moment we wake up in the morning, that part of the Neshama is revealed. The potential, at least, that every Jew has every day to reveal every part of his Neshama is in the morning when he wakes up. That part of the Neshama cannot experience any contamination. There's no need to wash your hands. That part of the Neshama cannot be contaminated. Therefore, we say the Rabba Emunasecha as soon as we wake up in the morning. Where does it say Rabba Emunasecha? It says it in Eicha. Chadoshim Labakarim Rabba Emunasecha. Pasuk in Eicha. Which we say on the lowest day of the year, the day of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is actually the day of Yechida. Because Tisha B'Av is Leidas Mashiach. On Tisha B'Av, a Jew experiences tremendous emuna. If anyone will ask, what's a day that a Jew really needs a lot of emuna? It's on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, when we're sitting on the floor, and it's another year in Golus, another, it's 1,938 years, or whatever it is already. And yet a Jew still believes that's where the Yechida is revealed. The Rabba Emuna Secha. That's what Yechida is. Yechida is emuna. By Mashiach, it says in Yeshaya, Kapitel Yod Aleph, the emuna ezar chalotzav. The gartel, sort of, the belt of Mashiach is emuna. And whoever has emuna grabs onto his belt. Mashiach is going to infuse emuna into Klal Yisrael. He's the Yechida HaKlolis, the Neshama Klolis of the entire Klal Yisrael, who will reveal in each and every one of us all the five levels. And the fifth level will be revealed when Mashiach will come. And that's why we begin learning the fifth Sefer of Chumash, corresponding to the fifth level of the Neshama, as we enter the fifth month, the month in which we have Tisha B'Av, the day in which will be laid as Mashiach. The first time there is ever a test in the Torah is in the words Es Ha'or Ki Toiv, as we mentioned at another occasion. The month of Av, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah, was created by the letter Tes. Tes stands for Toiv. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, if a person sees a Tes in a dream, good will happen. Tes is Toiv. That's the first pasuk. The first time it ever says Tes in the Torah is associated with good. That's the Or HaGonis, the hidden light that was put away at the beginning of creation. That the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that's the light was concealed, because the light was in the Beis HaMikdash. That light was concealed on Tisha B'Av, on the 9th of Av, Tes B'Av. Tes B'Av, if you spell it Tes Yud Tov, Tes B'Av is B'Gematria Mashiach, then David. Tes B'Av, just plain, Tes, Beis Aleph Beis, is equal to the word Yad. B'Pnei Yad, Ayad, Shenishtalcha B'Mikdashecha. The Yad of Hashem was on Tisha B'Av. For the Mitzrayim, it was Dever. For Klal Yisrael, it's Mayed. The only time it ever uses the word Mayed by all the Makas is only by Makas Dever, where it says, Vayosem Hashem Mayed Lemur. Hashem set a time. Mochar Yasa Hashem HaDavar Azeh. This great thing will be tomorrow in the future. In the future, Tisha B'Av will be a Mayed. This is only by Makas Dever that it says this expression of Mayed, hinting to us that in the month of Av, in the fifth month, corresponding to the fifth Makkah, the month of Shimon, there will be a Mayed. And we know, and someone asked me this last week about the fifth Golus. There's a fifth Golus. Many ask, what do you mean there's a fifth Golus? In Chazal, we're only told about four Goliyos. That's right. But in the Pnimius, in the concealed part of the Torah, we learn about the fifth Golus. This is the concealed Golus, the Golus that we're in right now, which if anyone is paying attention, the Golus of Yishmael is intensifying by the minute as we speak. Golus Yishmael, which is the fifth Golus, corresponds to the fifth level of the Neshama. Bias HaMashiach is dependent on the fall of Yishmael. That's what the Baal HaTurim tells us at the end of Chayesar. When Yishmael will fall, that's when Yitzchak will rise. When Yishmael falls, when Islamic fundamentalism has its downfall, that's when the Geula will come. Yishmael is the fifth Golus corresponding to the fifth level of the Neshama. Yishmael wants to prevent the fifth level of the Neshama from being revealed. That's why the Yishmaelim daven five times a day. And they got it from Yom Kippur. When Mohammed came to Eretz Yisrael and he saw that they prayed five times, he took it into his, he incorporated it into the religion of Islam. The reason we daven five times a day on Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur is the day in which we reveal, it is revealed all the five levels of the Neshama. Yishmaelim do not have that fifth level. They're trying to prevent us from being able to reveal the Yechidah Shebenefesh, the fifth level of the Neshama. That means they're trying to prevent us from entering the Beis HaMikdash. That's why they were the only ones who had the chutzpah to build a mask on the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the place of Yechidah. The first time the Torah ever says the word Mayeg, and it's interesting, anytime the Torah ever mentions a word for the first time, that's the source of that word, is concerning Yishmael. The first time it ever says Mayed in Chumash is in Parashas Lech Lecha, when Avraham Avinu says those words, which the Zohar says, we suffer from those words until today, that Avraham Avinu said, Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefonecha. Avraham was so humble, when Hashem told him that he's going to have another child, he said, I'll be happy with Yishmael. He'll be happy with Yishmael. Look what we have today from Yishmael. Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefonecha. And therefore Hashem said, okay, Ul Yishmael Shmaticha. You want Yishmael, you'll have Yishmael. Beirachti Yosei, Vehifresi Yosei, Shneimas and Nesim Yoilid. But Baruch Hashem, the next pasuk tells us, "V'yas brisi akim es Yitzchak." But the bris is only with Yitzchak. Asher teleid lecha sara la moyed hazeh b'ashana ha'acheres. That's the first time it ever says moyed. By leidas Yitzchak in Parshas Lech Lecha, in the parsha of Bris Mila, in the parsha where it talks about Yishmael, hinting to us, the moyed is when Yishmael will fall. The moyed comes, and Tisha B'Av is the moyed. Tisha B'Av, Leidas Mashiach, is associated with the fall of Yishmael, which incidentally Yishmael has the same root as Shimon. And Yishmael is called Yishmael, as the Medrash says, because of Yishmael. The Medrash tells us, even though it doesn't say in Medrash is a fifth Golus, the Medrash says a few times that the reason why he was called Yishmael is because Be'acharis Hayomim, at the end of time, the tsaris from Yishmael will be so great that the only thing that's going to protect us from Yishmael is Yishmael, which means Tefillah, that we have to daven so that Hashem will listen. Tefillah is the weapon. Tefillah is the keshes. Yishmael is compared to the keshes, the roiva kashas. Yishmael is the archer, and tefillah is compared to the bow and arrow, which you have to aim it correctly in order for it to hit its mark. Davening, the more we aim, the more kavanah we have, the more of an effect the davening will have. And as we get closer to Tisha B'Av, to the Moed, as we get closer to Leidas Mashiach, which Leidas Mashiach is dependent on the downfall of Yishmael, now is the time to intensify our tefillas and our emunah. Because emunah and tefillah go together. The more emunah one has, the better one davens. If a person doesn't believe, so why is he davening? Davening for what? He doesn't believe. And that's why it says in this week's parasha that was what was lacking by the Chet HaMeraglim, which brought us the first Tisha B'Av. You don't believe in the Dovar, you don't believe in the Dibur, you don't believe in the power of tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu davens 515 times. That's the parasha that we always read in the week of Tisha B'Av, Eschanan, because he believes so much in the power of tefillah. And Hashem tells him, Al Toisef Daber Elai Oy Da Dovar Hazeh. Don't daven anymore, one more time. And Hashem would have had to let Moshe go into Eretz Yisrael. And there the Torah uses again the expression of Yad Chazaka in a different way. Here the Torah says, Ata Hachiloisa Laharos Es Avdocha Es Godlocha Es Yadocha HaChazaka. And there Rashi tells us, what does Yad Chazaka mean? Yeminecha Shehipshuta Lechol Boi Oilam She'ata Koivesh Berachamim Es Midas Hadin HaChazaka. Yad Chazaka also has the meaning of Racham, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu conquers the Midas Hadin with his tremendous Racham. And the same expression that is used for Dever, Yad Chazaka is Dever, Makas Dever, the fifth Makkah that occurred in the fifth month, the same expression is used here in the parasha that we read Tisha B'Av time, concerning Yemin, concerning Midas HaRacham, which is Koivesh, the Midas Hadin HaChazaka. So yes, on the one hand, this is Shabbos Chazon, this is a Bechitzonius, and on the outside, on the surface, this is the Shabbos before the saddest day of the year. On the other hand, this is the Shabbos before the greatest Yom Tov, the Shabbos before the day of Moed, which Moed is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which the Kodesh HaKadoshim of every Jew, that's the Yechidah Shebenefesh that exists in each and every one of us, the Holy of Holies that cannot be touched, the part of the Neshama that cannot be contaminated. That's the latest HaMashiach, which is Tisha B'Av. It's interesting, the 33rd, as we mentioned before, the 33rd Masa, the 33rd station that Klal Yisrael traveled in the desert, which was Har HaHar, corresponds to Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, which is the 5th day of the 5th week, as we know it as Hoyt Shebehoyt, the day that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai passed away, the one who revealed the secrets of the Torah, the part of the Torah that will be revealed to us when Mashiach will come, the Eir HaGonas. And that's the 33rd stop was Rosh Chodesh Av. Rosh Chodesh Av, the beginning of the 5th month, is when they came to Hor HaHor, similar to Hoyd Shebehoyd. Just like the Svarim hint to us that the 25th stop in Parashas Maaseh was Chashmoyna, which Chashmoyna is corresponding to the Chashmoynoyim of Chanukah, the 25th day of Kislev. Rosh Chodesh Av is the 33rd Maaseh correlating to Lag BaOmer, the day in which Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai begins revealing the Torah of Mashiach. Mashiach is going to reveal to us the secrets of the Torah, the part of the Torah that is now concealed, the fifth level. Just as we read in this parasha, Hoyel Moshe Be'eres HaTorah Hazois. Moshe begins revealing a new revelation to prepare us to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe is the Goyal Rishon. At the same time, Mashiach, who's the Goyal Achron, is going to reveal to us that fifth level corresponding to the Yechidah when the fifth Golas falls. Yishmael, who's trying to prevent us from entering Eretz Yisrael, the only ones who actually set up shop on the Makom HaMikdash, building a cemetery at the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash, trying to prevent Mashiach from coming, so that the Yechidah, the fifth level of the Neshama, should not be revealed. That's why this is the most difficult Golus, and that's why it's a hidden Golus. And as we read in Parashas Lech Lecha, Yodai Ba'Koil V'Yad Koil Boy, his war is against Kol. Yodai Ba'Kol. And Kol, we know, is Mashiach. Kol Yemecha Yechal Havi L'Maisa Mashiach. That's Kol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael, this is the level of Yechidah. Kol Yisrael, where all Klal Yisrael are equal in this area. The level that Mashiach is going to bring us to after the revelation of Mashiach, after the downfall of Yishmael, is called Kol Yisrael. Sefer Devarim begins with Kol Yisrael, it ends with Kol Yisrael. And that's the war of Yishmael. Yodai Ba'Koil B'Yad Koil Boy. He will fight Kol, but Kol will fight him back. His war is to prevent Mashiach from coming. His war is to prevent Klal Yisrael from reaching that great level, that highest level that is necessary to be revealed at the end of time. The time of Achris Hayomim, the time that we're in now. Achris Hayomim is Begamatria Rabba Emunasecha. The time we're in now of Achris Hayomim, what is required now is a Riboy Emuna, Rabba Emunasecha, to increase in our Emuna, because what's very difficult now is the Emuna. Seeing what's happening in the world could bring a person to terrible yish. Therefore, now is the time to be masaka in the chet hameraglim. Now is the time to intensify our tefillah. Even though on Tisha B'Av we don't say tiskabel because it is not a day of kibul tefillah. Now is the time, adarab, to storm the gates of heaven, as tzaddikim said. As Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't successful, but we will be. And in his chus. Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 times, but he was told he can't go. We will go. And therefore, the hayra, the lesson of the name of the parasha is devarim. Devarim means words. Our words have so much meaning. The devarim can bring us to the greatest heights where we can experience the mayed of Tisha B'Av. And be zaycha to Mishnah Torah. Mishnah is the Osius Shemayna. The Torah that will be revealed in the time of Mashiach, which is associated with the world of eight. That's what's in Sefer Devarim. Moshe began the preparation for Torah Seishol Mashiach, which will spread throughout the world in all 70 languages. That's why he began, Hoyle Moshe Be'eres HaTorah B'Shivim Loshen. We're beginning to see that prophecy already in our time, where we're seeing the spreading of Torah throughout the world in all different languages. Dvar Hashem spreading throughout the world. Dovar Tzival Elev Doir. May we be Zeicha in our time, may we be Zeicha this week. It's high time, and even though listening to the news can get a person a little down, a lot down, especially when one hears how Golus Yishmael is intensifying all over the world, one never knows where they're going to strike next. This is the unexpected Golus, a Golus of Hesach Hadas, Pera Odom. Precisely, this is the Golus of Pera Odom, the unexpected Golus. Unlike any other Golus, because what's coming now is the unexpected. What's coming now is Mashiach that comes by Hesach Hadas.